This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. Music started as a family affair for Feud and Hillbillies drummer Derek Roy. Roy says leading an 8-member modern country band was an easy transition after playing for years with his father. Ahead of their show tomorrow night at Six Strings, Roy and Six Strings general manager Brian Dixon join John Norton in the GLT studios to talk about his apprenticeship of sorts.
I start walking your way. You start walking mine.
If you're hanging outside, literally outside of Six Strings on Saturday night, it's probably what you might hear. The guys from the Feud and Hillbillies warming up for their show. I'm John Norton, and joining me, the drummer and band leader for the Feud and Hillbillies, it's Derek Roy. Welcome to the studio. Yep. Nice to see you.
Yep, thank
what a
you.
Great name. You must get compliments all the time, right?
Yeah, well...
The Feud and Hillbillies.
Yeah, it's sort of a mix of the Family Feud and then us just by nature being hillbillies, so... It's like a family. Every family has their debates, but you know, whenever you get us together, we're just a bunch of Feud and Hillbillies.
Were you and your guys in a band? Have you always been modern country fans? Have you listened to all kinds of music?
We started my dad passed in 2009, but prior to that, we had a Grand Ole Opry or a Branson style show, and we had a different special guest and featured guest, and that was how I got to learn and meet so many different musicians. Is that we had a house band, and we were networking with all the other local musicians, and just brought in a lot of really talented artists, and that's kind of why we're so spread out. Our band. I would say Central Illinois, but we have members that branch all the way from Peoria to Effingham to Hoopston into Indiana.
When you're talking about this band, was it a family band, did you say?
Yeah, it was.
Because you mentioned your dad.
Yeah, so my dad played piano and sang and was the band leader, and he got me started playing local bars and VFWs and churches, you know, everything back when I was about 12.
What kind of music was your family doing?
We were doing country, but we were also doing 50s, 60s, or some classic rock and gospel, and it was a variety show.
What was the name of the band?
Rick Roy and the Route 54 Band.
No kidding. All over Central Illinois.
Yep.
All over Illinois, probably,
yeah.
Right? Wow, what an experience. You were like 12, 13, you were a teenager when all this was. What an experience, yeah. To be on the road like that.
Yeah, it was some of the best memories I've ever had.
How often would you go out with your family?
We played every weekend, and that work ethic is part of what's transformed into the Feud and Hillbillies, is because a lot of people will say, does it bother you to give up your weekends, or does it bother you to give up the holidays? And to me, I feel out of place if I'm not on stage. So my birthdays or things that I try to celebrate, you know, for the personal life usually happen on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday during the week instead of the weekends. I've always dedicated to that passion of music.
We're talking with Derek Roy. He's the drummer and band leader of the Feud and Hillbillies. Now I get the band leader part because, you know, you were indoctrinated to that real early, I would imagine.
Yep.
So what are you, like, in your mid-30s now?
Early 30s.
Early mid-30s. So this is like 15 years ago that you're touring all over Illinois. Were you drumming then, too? You said you played piano. No, your dad played piano.
My dad played piano. For the most part, the primary instrument is drums. But whenever Dad and I had the band, we would sometimes do like a dueling piano thing and go out, and I would play keyboards then, or I would switch to bass if we had somebody else that we needed to fill in on drums.
Was it literally brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, cousins? What was the family band?
My sister can play guitar, but for the most part, it was just my dad and I.
Oh, it was like a duo almost.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then
something?
We had different band members. It was usually an 8-piece band, and it was everything from local music teachers to local guitar store owners.
You're like a pickup basketball game.
Yeah.
Kind of, right?
But with really, really talented individuals all throughout the state.
What did you learn doing that with your father and these people?
I learned that I had to really do my homework in order to be with musicians that have toured, you know, nationally. To try to be a 14-year-old on stage with them to keep up was a task.
Yeah, I bet.
Sink or swim.